A good mix of weather will occur across the Midwest over this next 10 days to 2 weeks. It does not look like there's going to be too many problems across the region, but we're going to continue to closely monitor a few areas, including a few spots in the eastern Midwest where dryness seems to continue to be prevailing. The percent of normal precipitation for the past 30 days certainly shows Ohio and Indiana and parts of northeastern Illinois as lacking significant amounts of precipitation. Below average amounts certainly are prevailing. The soil is a little bit on the firm side in some of these eastern Midwest locations, and it looks like the forecast is going to offer opportunity for rain periodically across the region, which will help to at least slow any drying bias down a little bit. But precipitation in some of these eastern areas will still be lighter than usual and will likely keep the moisture deficits in place, and that will raise some concern for later in the season when temperatures become more consistently warm. But for right now, it's only going to help to promote a favorable environment for field work of all kinds, including the planting of corn and other early season activities. There is going to be a weak frontal boundary that will pass through the Midwest. It will likely generate a little bit of light precipitation. Most of the frontal boundary and moisture will come in two waves. The first will be in the upper parts of the Midwest here today and tomorrow, impacting the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and a few areas across parts of Iowa. The frontal boundary and the associated precipitation will then sag to the south and will likely see precipitation occurring from late Wednesday night into Friday across the rest of the western Corn Belt, including areas from parts of Iowa and Nebraska southward to Kansas and Missouri, and eventually work its way into the eastern Midwest, with the best chance for precipitation in those areas expected to occur on Friday. The precipitation will be erratic in all areas. Some locations will see locally heavy amounts, but the majority will see light amounts, and the precipitation will all be welcome, although disruptive to field work in most cases. But the interruptions will be relatively brief, and favorable field working conditions will occur around the event, and we'll most likely see a good generalized environment for most of the needs for crops as well as for field progress. Now, once we get into the weekend, a shot of cool air will slip into parts of the Midwest. We are not expecting it to create any kind of crop damaging cold, but we may see a little bit of light frost across parts of the region, and we'll continue to monitor that closely. The Great Lakes region will be coldest, but we could see a little bit of soft frost further south if conditions are just right, which I am not completely convinced that they will be. The next event that takes place is a ridge of high pressure that builds up in the western part of North America, and as it strengthens, it's going to generate a lot of heat for hard red wheat country and many areas across the all of the Great Plains. The heat will likely occur late this weekend into the first half of next week. Temperatures in the 80s and 90s will occur in the central and southern plains, while temperatures in the 70s and 80s occur in the northern plains. The heat will work its way a little further to the east into the western Corn Belt as we get into the early to middle part of next week, but then a cold front will race southeastward from Canada and should help to flatten out the ridge and prevent any kind of heat from getting into the heart of the Midwest for very long. The precipitation that comes behind the warmer temperatures and works its way into the Midwest will certainly be welcome again, but there will be several days of good dry weather that will offer an excellent opportunity for aggressive field work to take place across a big part of the Midwest. We're continuing to watch dryness in the southeastern states. There may be some relief down there briefly today and tomorrow, and more importantly over the coming weekend. That should help to keep the dry bias somewhat in check. This is Drew Lerner, World Weather Incorporated.